Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 12th, 2025, and time to go down to Blue Hill and check in with the folks at the Shaw Institute. We'll hear about their new research project, which is very timely and very relevant here in Maine, and get an update on their touch tank that Dr. Rolski was telling us about the last time we checked in with them.
My name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I'm the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine. And we're excited these days. We partnered with the University of Maine. There's a lobster researcher there named Amalia Harrington, who's a professor. And Amalia and I have been working together on a proposal to explore the effects of PFAS contamination on larval lobsters. It's a relatively unexplored area, which is kind of shocking because those are both really big topics for the state of Maine. And we're just not sure if the prevalence of those chemicals can alter their growth at a really important part of their developmental stage, so sort of post-larval lobster. And so we put together a proposal to explore if they have PFAS in their bodies, if it's altering their behavior, their feeding habits. All of that will be within the sort of confines of this seed proposal, and we'll build our knowledge of not only if PFAS contamination is prevalent within the species, but if it's also having effects on the lobster as well. The lobster industry is massive for the state of Maine. I mean, I think it's like $500 or $600 million. I don't know, some crazy number like that, the amount of revenue that comes from it. And so what we're trying to understand is if there is a connection between PFAS contamination and these lobsters, and then use that as a way to inform people on maybe the best practices for where to put the lobster traps, maybe areas to avoid. We obviously see that this is such a value for the state of Maine. So we can use this research to know, to kind of better understand the impact, but also use it as a way to be able to inform people and maybe create a little bit of change so that the lobsters aren't as exposed to these harmful chemicals.
Okay, while I have you here, I want to ask you how the touch tank's going this summer. We talked about that earlier when you're getting ready to open it. Has it been a success?
We opened the touch tank in April, expecting maybe 50 to 60 people, and we got 300 all the way from Belfast to Bangor. And It's been a huge success. We took a leap and made it free through Labor Day. And it is an expensive tank to run, but we've gotten some great donations. We've gotten a lot of activity in our gift shop. The touch tank is flourishing. And once school ends, we'll extend the days to Saturday. But it's been a wonderful opportunity. We've had so many school groups come in. We even had a group from an assisted living facility come in. And so it's really from kids to lifelong learners. It's been such a wonderful thing for us.
Great. So tell people where you're located if they want to stop by and your hours.
The Shaw Institute is located at 55 Main Street in Blue Hill, right across from the Saplings Toy Store. And we are open currently right now from Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We usually close for an hour around noon to give the animals a recharge time. And then we're extending our hours to Saturday in about a week or so when school's out.
I love it that you give the animals a lunch break.
Lunch breaks are very important for us all. We all need a chance to recharge and calm down a bit. But people can always go to shawinstitute.org to learn more about our touch tank and our hours.
Thank you, Dr. Rolski.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Charles Rolski from the Shaw Institute. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.